Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio this weekend by Patrick Shabbat, who is the superintendent for the Sonora Union High School District. Superintendent Shabbat, the next thing I want to ask you about is there has been kind of a national discussion recently in regards to school shootings and safety. You know, what type of training does Sonora Union High School District do, and is this a topic that, comes up quite a bit?
Oh, absolutely. School safety is student safety is our number one priority at, I think, all schools. Our principals, Roy Moreland and Ben Howell and myself, are all certified ALIS trainers. We've got the training of that, and we've trained our staff and our students on what's called ALIS, the alert, lockdown, inform, confront, and evacuate. It's different options. It's kind of like the run, hide, fight program to if there was something to happen at our campus, you know, it's not that something you can predict, and I know it would be absolutely chaotic, but I think we've done a really good job at informing our students and our staff as to what possibilities they could do to help themselves and keep themselves safe. We've installed, a couple years ago, we installed a whole new camera system throughout the entire campus and a brand new fire alarm system throughout the entire campus to make sure that student safety is and student and staff and faculty safety is paramount.
I remember when the cameras were being installed, there was a big conversation about bullying in the school. Is that still an issue that's being closely watched?
Well, yeah. I mean, no one watches the cameras all the time, but it does help us if, you know, not just bullying, but any vandalism or anything like that, we can go back and look at the cameras and verify what happened. So it has really helped in terms of if something does happen, we can then, you know, document it and take action. We also, you know, our school has as counselors, we have three counselors at Sonora High School. At our Cassina, our Alt-Ed campus, we have another counselor. And we're implementing several programs to help our students as much as possible in terms of taking care of themselves and, you know, letting them know that we're there to listen and help them. And hopefully we can prevent modify some behavior that maybe in the past would have been considered bullying. So
it takes a wide range approach instead of just cameras per se.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yep.
Talking to Superintendent Pat Shabbat on this weekend's Motherlode Views. A number of issues in the Sonora Union High School District. Earlier in the show, we talked about the Wildcat Ranch, the Dome property, as well as the budget. And next thing I'm going to ask you about is just, you know, graduation. That's going to be here before we know it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's early June. Sonora High School, we're expecting about 193 students to graduate. At Cassina High, about 20. At Ted Bird, we're thinking about 35 students will be graduating this year. And our adult ed program, we have the largest adult ed program up here in the foothills. We're expecting at least 46 people to graduate from our adult ed program. And again, a lot of our graduates do graduate with college credit, too. So it's a great thing. And we are, again, we talked about Columbia College before, but a lot of our students do plan on attending Columbia College and continuing their education out there.
How does the school district kind of make the push to get people to get a secondary education?
Well, we have our career center that we have a variety of events throughout the year to show students what is out there after high school. At our freshman level, we've instituted the Get Focused, Stay Focused program so that they start planning not just a four-year plan, but a 10-year plan as to what they want to do after they graduate from high school and beyond to start their life. Columbia College comes out a couple of times a year and actually registers students for their courses and articulation agreements with Columbia College, helps to facilitate all of that. So it you know, Columbia College is almost like we're joined at the hip, if you would, in terms of a lot of our students. And now with the Columbia Promise, if students graduate from a high school in Tuolumne County or Bret Hart High School, they get free tuition for the first year from Columbia.
You know, for an incoming freshman coming to Sonora Union High School District, for that freshman or for the parents, you know, if they came to you and said, you know, what would you recommend to kind of maximize your experience and do everything you can while you're in high school? What are some of the things that people should keep in mind, those incoming kids?
Well, you know, we have many programs at the school for everybody, and we try to have something for everybody. I mean, our sports teams are fantastic. We have a lot of clubs. We have just a whole variety of activities for the students in terms of student government, ASB. There's just a lot of stuff, and I really encourage the students to get involved. You know, you're going to get as much out of high school as you put into it. Get involved, have fun, meet new friends, try a variety of things that you could possibly do.
Was it a pretty good year for the sports teams and the clubs?
It was a fantastic year for our sports team. I was kind of looking at this earlier. Our water polo team, and you know, our girls water polo team in the fall, they won the league championship. They went on to section championships and made it state playoffs. Our girls volleyball team were league champions, and they ended up getting to the section championship and making it into the NorCal championship game. Our football team was league champions. We made it to the section semifinals. Our boys water polo team made it to play, you know, finished second league, but made it to I think they went into section playoffs also. Cross country, we had a runner qualify to the state championship meet. Our girls golf team had two girls qualify to play the section championship. Our girls basketball team in the wintertime, they were the co-championships of the league. They made it to quarterfinals and sections. Boys basketball was the league championship, going undefeated in league. It goes on and on. Girls soccer was co-league championship and made it to playoffs. Wrestling team, we had many of our wrestlers qualified for divisional and masters. We had one of our wrestlers qualify for state championship. So we've got a fantastic athletic program. You know, we have AP classes, more AP classes than any other high school up in the foothills. Our career tech ed program is second to none. Our school is amazing. It really is. I am so proud to be the superintendent at our district because so many things. Everybody is so student-centered and loves our students. We have some amazing students at our campus. It's incredible.
Got about 2 minutes left. I want to ask you, too, you know, technology over the past decade, has it really evolved in the high school setting?
It really has. When we redid the humanities building, it was all state-of-the-art. Well, I shouldn't say quite state-of-the-art, but as much as we possibly could afford. There's short throw projectors in each classroom, which hook up to the computer, in the teacher's computer in the classroom. Many of our teachers use Mobis and other pads, other documentation devices to show what's going on, and they can actually give those devices to the students, and they can work on the board from their desk. Almost all of our classrooms have a full set of Chromebooks in there so the students can collaborate and work together on documentation and do the research on the web if they need to. So the educational technology has really changed just in the last few years. It's amazing. I'm sometimes amazed at what is going on in the classroom.
A lot of topics discussed today. Anything else keeping you busy these days?
Well, you know, it's a lot of things going on. We're already planning for next year. We're planning on hiring an ag welding teacher, an ag mechanics teacher. We're, you know, looking at, you know, classes for next year. It never stops. It really is. It's a fantastic place to work. Education is so amazing. The changes are coming through and coming in through so fast. It's a very, very exciting time to work in education.
Well, Superintendent Chabot, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much, BJ. I really appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Again, we thank Superintendent Pat Chabot for joining us on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back next week with more of Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.